Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, Radio Family. This is Sister Glass, and I thank the Lord that you're able to join me today. And I just want to continue right on in a message that I've been sharing with the listening audience this week, and that is God's antidote for discouragement. Are you discouraged today? Well, God has an answer for you. He doesn't want you to remain in that condition and state. What does it mean to be discouraged? Well, it's to dishearten, to deprive of courage or confidence. It's the very opposite of being encouraged. And how are we encouraged? We're encouraged by hope. Hope is the thing that brings life and vitality. The Word said it's a tree of life. And we're going to be looking at some important scriptures today to stir your heart, to lay hold, and not to let the enemy rob you of a God-given gift which brings joy and fruitfulness to all that we experience. When we lose hope, it's like we're dead. There's nothing to look forward to. There's nothing to anticipate. What is hope? Well, by definition, it is a desire accompanied by expectation of or belief in fulfillment. It's not a wish. It's not just daydreaming, but it is a belief, a desire that is accompanied by a real assurance that what you're wanting, what you're desiring is really going to happen. And based on the promises of God's Word, we can have that assurance. We can have genuine, real, godly hope. And beloved, we need that in today's world. On yesterday's broadcast, I was sharing how do we get hope? That's really important. How do we obtain it? And there were three areas that I shared: through faith, Romans 5, 1 and 2, through the gospel, the preaching of the gospel, through grace, that's 2 Thessalonians 2:16, and fourthly, hope is obtained through patience and comfort of the scriptures. Romans 15 and 4 declares, "For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, our instruction, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope." Hallelujah. So God has given us His Word so that the comfort that is contained in those scriptures, as we stand and serve the Lord faithfully in patience, we will have hope. God gives us hope through the Word and through standing and relying and trusting in Him. We should have joy in hope. In fact, that's one of the most fairly significant signs, as I've been just meditating on these scriptures, that if we've lost the joy of the Lord, then we're probably discouraged to some degree. And if we're discouraged, that means we've lost hope. So in order to have strength in the Lord, you've got to have joy, right? And in order to have joy, you've got to be encouraged. And how are you encouraged? By having hope. You see, it's a real progression, and it's an important progression that I want you to grasp hold on to, I guess I should say. Let me share some more scriptures. Proverbs 10 and 28 says, "The hope of the righteous shall be gladness, but the expectation of the wicked shall perish." As a righteous, redeemed son or daughter of God, our hope shall be gladness. Our hope is joy. Our hope is that everything is going to turn out all right. Everything is going to be okay. Hallelujah. The Amplified says, "The hope of the righteous man, those in right standing with God, shall be gladness. But the expectation of the wicked, those who are out of harmony with God, shall come to nothing." Romans 12 and 12 says, or actually starting with verse 10, be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor, preferring one another, not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. Hallelujah. Praise God. As Christians, we can experience discouragement in many different ways and for many different reasons. Like the children of Israel, we can be discouraged because of the hardness of the way. Remember that when they were wandering in the wilderness? Because of the difficulty of the tests that lie before us. Sometimes it seems such an enormous job that we have, and we can be discouraged that we're never going to get through it. We don't have the resources to do it. We don't have the ability to do it. Or we can get discouraged as we look around us at the society today, at the prosperity of the wicked. There's so many things that can discourage us. But today, we want to look at one of the deepest as well as the most devastating causes of discouragement, and that is the delay in the fulfillment of desires. Now, remember what I said? Hope is a desire. It is a desire that is accompanied by an expectation of or a belief in fulfillment. And so when we our desires are delayed or postponed in coming, it's very easy to get discouraged. And this is a primary text I want us to base this concept, this understanding on, and that's Proverbs 13 and 12. Hope deferred, this is the King James now, hope deferred maketh the heart sick, but when the desire cometh, it is a tree of life. Now, to defer means to put off or to delay, to postpone. The New International Version says, hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a longing fulfilled is a tree of life. The Amplified says, hope deferred makes the heart sick, but when the desire is fulfilled, it is a tree of life. Praise God. Hallelujah for that. Amen. Now, I'd like us to take a few moments to look at what the Hebrew has to say. The Hebrew word for hope means to wait, to hope, to expect, to be patient, to tarry. It's a sense of expectation in hope rooted in God. Now, that word heart, hope deferred maketh the heart sick, that's a masculine Hebrew noun, and it means the center or middle of something, more commonly in Scripture to mean the totality of man's inner or immaterial nature, man's deepest, innermost feelings. In other words, how you really feel deep down inside, that's your heart. And that Hebrew word life, that's an adjective meaning living, alive, to sustain life, to live prosperously, be quickened, to revive from sickness, discouragement, or even death. This word denotes a set of experiences, not an abstract principle of vitality, which is separate from the body. So it means something that's experienced, something that's we can actually experience, something that we can know. Hallelujah. The Hebrews viewed man holistically. The body, the mind, and spirit were a unified whole, and life was associated with health, prosperity, vitality, and so on, while death was the very opposite. Let me share a few more translations of this pivotal verse. The New English Bible says, hope deferred makes the heart sick. A wish come true is a staff of life. That's why I love the King James. Anyway, modern language says, hope drawn out makes the heart sick, but a longing come true is a tree of life. The Living Bible says, hope deferred makes the heart sick, but when dreams come true at last, there is life and joy. You see, in all these other translations, it's talking about the answer to prayer. Whatever the dream is, whatever the longing is, when it comes true, when it comes into existence, that's when there's life and joy. But I really believe the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Revelation, they just opened this to me, that the King James says, hope deferred makes the heart sick, but when the desire cometh, It is a tree of life. And remember what I shared about that definition? Hope includes a desire for the things wanted and also an expectation that it will come. If the desire is present, but there's not the expectation, it's not true hope. And so, beloved, I really believe that the Lord is wanting us to grasp in this scripture that hope deferred makes the heart sick. If you're so discouraged today, if you really don't have any hope in your heart, you're sick spiritually. And if that continues long enough, you can get sick physically, because there's such a relation. The Hebrews had it right. There is a definite, holistic, united relation between body, soul, and spirit. So when our spirit, our soul is sick, our body's going to get sick too. That's right. And so when the desire cometh, I believe what the Lord's saying, it's not just the answer to your prayer. No, it's when hope comes, when desire is hope. Hallelujah. Hope is desire. When that comes, it is a tree of life. Praise God. Well, I want to stop and I just want to pray. We're going to continue on. So I hope you can be with us tomorrow as we bring this message to conclusion. But Father, I thank you right now for every listener. And Lord, there are those who have been so crushed under the burdens of life. Lord, it seems like hope has just been squeezed out of them. But Father, I come against the work of the enemy, Satan. I take authority over you in Jesus' name, and I command you to loose your hold upon their souls, upon their hearts. And Lord, I loose the Holy Spirit to minister divine, inbreathed hope into their hearts, faith to be stirred, that they can believe you and see you moving in their life and circumstances in Jesus' wonderful name. If you're going through a time of discouragement, please allow me to give you that extra support of agreeing prayer. Whatever the need is, your prayers, requests are confidential, and I will take them to the Lord in prayer and send back whatever God gives. I invite you to write. God has given me a ministry of correspondence. It's such a blessing to be able to minister beyond the program to those that write in. I'd like to share in closing a brief note from a sister writing from Santa Rosa, and she says, "Dear Sister Judith, thank you so much for all your inspired and uplifting words for me. It brings tears of healing and joy to my eyes. God bless you and keep you." A sister writing from Santa Rosa. If you feel the Holy Spirit tugging on your heart, just note that contact information the announcer is going to give. God bless you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.